What's wrong?
Silgal asked. She took Saba's elbow, which was how one checked for a pulse on a Barabel.
Aren't you feeling strong enough?
This one is strong, Saba said, puzzled. But she has killed another Jedi. She must present herself to judgment.
Judgment? Corrin asked. By whom?
By the leader.
Saba curled a lip, flashing a bit of fang.
Sometimes it seems like you have rocks in your nest, Master Horn.
Corrin's brow rose.
Does it?
He looked to Silgal, then asked,
I don't know, Master Silgal. The Master Solasar are busy running evacuation drills. Do you think we really need to disturb them?
Silgal thought for a moment, then shook her head.
Under the circumstances, no. I think we all know who the temporary leader should be.
Corrin nodded.
Agreed.
Saba waited for them to say a name, but when they merely turned to look at her, she began to have a guilty, uneasy feeling in both of her stomachs.
No,
she said.
It is wrong. This one cannot take the place of a long tail she has killed.
I'm afraid you don't have a choice,
Silgal said.
We're going to need a warrior leading the order, and that's not me.
And I'm too filled with anger and thoughts of vengeance, Corrin said. If I take lead against Dalla, I'll walk us all into the dark side.
Saba shook her head stubbornly.
It isn't right.
But it is necessary,
Silgal said.
You started this, Saba. You're the one Dalla fears. You must do this. For the good of the Order.
Saba let her muzzle drop. She had hoped to escape this burden, to avoid being elevated by her mistake. But the Force was not so forgiving. Every act was a link in the chain of consequence, and she had been a fool to think that she could avoid the taint of the decision she had made in the hangar, to think that she could allow a Jedi to drop to his death and not find herself walking the line between the dark side and the light.
Saba, we need you to say yes, Corrin said. We'll sort out the rest after it's done, when the Order is safe and the Sith are defeated.
When Dalla is gone,
Saba finished. She pointed at the chair at the head of the circle.
This one will do this until Grandmaster Skywalker is sitting in that chair again. But when he is, this one will be judged.
Corrin nodded.
Fair enough. Now, tell us how we're going to keep this thing from turning Coruscant into a battlefield.
Saba looked over at him.
There is only one way to do that, Master Horn,
she said.
We must remove Dalla from office.